I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. President Obama is pushing for immigration reform again, but there's little reason to think that a deeply divided Congress will oblige. And even if there is reform, some of the harsh realities facing undocumented immigrants are unlikely to change. The World's Jason Margolis has one example.
Nathaniel Hoffman never set out to write a love story. But his new book, A More in Exile, is just that. It chronicles married couples who share a theme. One spouse is American, the other is an undocumented immigrant. One couple in the book is Juan and Veronica. Hoffman met Veronica, a nurse's aide, at a rally in Idaho.
And she stood up with a sonogram picture of that she'd gotten that day and said that, you know, her fiancé was behind bars and she didn't know she'd ever see him again. And the next day after that, they got married, actually. She was able to visit, and they had a pastor come and do a ceremony through the bars of the Ada County jail.
Then Veronica's husband was deported to Mexico. She stayed in Idaho with her two daughters. Couples like Veronica and Juan have the right to get married, and a U.S. citizen spouse has the right to sponsor their undocumented partner to live in the U.S.
But in order for that to be carried through, they have to leave the country, which triggers some kind of ban from coming back.
It can happen like this. If an undocumented immigrant marrying a U.S. citizen wants to legalize their status here, they typically have to go back to their home country to start the process. It means they must come clean to U.S. officials that they entered America illegally. And that can trigger the bad news. A 1996 law can ban immigrants who have crossed over illegally from re-entering the U.S. for 5, 10, 20 years, even permanently. This can separate couples, but some find an alternative to living apart, leave the U.S. entirely.
We had a going-away party at a friend's house. It was very sad.
That's Nicole Salgado. She's a U.S. citizen who left California for Mexico 7 years ago. She spoke to me from her home in Querétaro, a state in central Mexico. Salgado is an Ivy League grad from a working-class suburb of Syracuse, New York. Her husband, Margo Resendiz, is Mexican. He went to California without papers to work in construction, but the couple found it tough to build a life together in California.
We were just really concerned that, you know, Margo could get pulled over and filed at any time. It wasn't looking very realistic for us to be able to buy a home either because he would have to co-sign and he didn't have papers.
The couple is now in year 7 of a 10-year exile. Nicole and their daughter can travel to the U.S. freely, just not Margo. He's serving his punishment for crossing the border illegally when he was a young man, hidden in the trunk of a car. Officers told Margo he'd face a 10-year ban if he tried again. He did anyway. Salgado co-wrote the book Amor in Exile from Querétaro. The chapters flip between Nathaniel Hoffman's reporting from Idaho and Salgado's first-person story of her self-imposed exile.
I think I was sort of socially isolated for, like, a while, maybe the first, like, year, couple years.
Salgado says the adjustment has gotten easier. I asked her if they'd apply to return to the U.S. in 3 years when the 10-year ban against Margo expires.
Well, it's a really hard choice, and I get asked it all the time. The thing that I just think of constantly is, like, I just would love the choice. You know, I mean, obviously we have our home here now that we've built, and we have friends, we have a social circle. But the economic situation is very tenable because just not making it on the Mexico income.
Salgado also realizes that her husband broke the law when he crossed the border twice illegally, but she doesn't think the current law is a just one.
I have to say I think it's draconian. I mean, I understand the need for a rule of law, an orderly immigration system, but I also do feel like it's quite a bit of time to serve for a civil infraction. Seems like punishment should fit the crime.
The plight of married couples like Salgado has flown under the radar during the immigration debate. Recently, Salgado and her co-author Nathaniel Hoffman went to Washington. They rolled a dolly stacked with their new book through the halls of the U.S. Capitol, handing out copies to lawmakers. Salgado hopes Congress will consider the case of exiled Americans like her. If not, she's got a date circled on her calendar, September of 2016. That's when she can return home, this time with her husband. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.